Emerald City of Oz. Invasion. The Elf King and his terrible allies sat at the banquet table until midnight. They drank ale and ate dried bread. Water was scarce here, so they all ended up drinking far too much ale. There was much quarreling between the Growlywogs and the Phantasms, and one of the Whimsies got angry at General Guff and choked him until he nearly stopped breathing. No one was seriously hurt, but it was a wild and crazy time, with much fighting and general hooliganism. The Elf King was relieved when the clock struck 12 and they all sprang up and seized their weapons and started marching down the long dusty tunnel. Invasion was what these crazy characters lived for. Since everyone was drinking, they grabbed their weapons and didn't take much else, including food and water, for the journey. "Aha!" shouted the first and foremost. "Now we conquer the land of Oz." She led her phantasms in battle formation, and then into a line to enter the tunnel. At her word of command, they marched into the tunnel and began the long journey through it to the Emerald City. They created fire and flame wherever they went, and the tunnel was a furnace of intense heat. The fire was melting the walls and turning it smooth like glass. The first and foremost planned to take all the treasures in Oz for herself, and then kill all who could be killed and enslave the rest. She was going to destroy and lay waste to the whole country, and afterward, to conquer and enslave the elves, the Growlywogs, and the Whimsies. She was confident her power was sufficient to achieve all of these things easily. She howled and changed from her black skin suit and her bat wings into a half-man, half-bear, and roared again so loud the walls rumbled. Her army followed with a charging roar, and they packed into the tunnel, barely moving forward. The air was clogged with fire, dust, and sweat. It would be a long march. Their thirst would be for much more than vengeance. Next, the giant Growlywogs howled and roared, and they gathered in a disarray to enter the tunnel. They carried sharp, heavy, and devastating weapons designed to smash, cut, and destroy their enemies in hand-to-hand combat. They all wore chainmail designed to prevent the sharpest of weapons from entering. The weapons and chainmail suits were heavy and burdensome to march with. The army entered the tunnel, and the blazing heat and dust left by the first and foremost and her army made it nearly impossible to pass. However, they were dreadful beings indeed, and longed to get to Oz so they could rob, pilfer, and destroy. The Grand Gallipoot feared the first and foremost, but had a cunning plan to murder and destroy her powerful being to secure the wealth of Oz for himself. He roared a mighty war cry and thought how little the Elf King was going to get with all these greedy monsters entering to destroy Oz before he could even arrive. Next came a weak cry from the chief of the Whimsies, calling his small-headed army to gather before the tunnel. They all looked very weak compared to the first armies that were now already on their way to Oz. Like all the rest, he had in his wicked little head a similar plot to destroy all the generals and their armies. He intended to let them conquer Oz, since they insisted on going first, but he would afterward treacherously destroy them, as well as King Rokot, and keep all the slaves and treasures of Ozma's kingdom for himself. He laughed out loud like a wicked genius. These were the greediest of all warriors indeed. The greed continued. After all these dangerous so-called allies had marched into the tunnel, the Elf King and General Guff started to follow them. They were at the head of 50,000 elves, all fully armed. The Elf King had started all this with a simple desire to get his magic belt back. Now, greedy and powerful armies with unknown desires were entering the tunnel, constructed solely by the Elf King and his elves. "Guff," said the king, "those creatures ahead of us mean mischief. I think they intend to get everything for themselves and leave us nothing." "I know," replied the general, "but they are not as clever as they think they are. When you get the magic belt, you must at once send the Whimsies and Growlywogs and Phantasms all back to their own countries. The belt will take them there, and then what is left is ours. A lot will depend on finding this belt, but we both know that Ozma is using it, so she will know where it is. We will have to make her talk, but I have a certain talent for making this sort of thing happen, Guff said confidently as he realized the intense heat coming from the tunnel. Was it this hot in here when you were constructing the tunnel? He asked the king. The Elf King shrugged and thought it was much hotter, but his greedy mind was on the belt and the other spoils of such a rich palace as the Emerald City, so he didn't say anything. Maybe he would take Ozma as his bride. She wasn't married yet, was she? The screech from the monsters in front of them brought the king back to reality. Good, cried the king. An excellent plan, Guff. I'll do it. While they are conquering Oz, I'll get the magic belt, and then only the elves will remain to ravage the country and take what we want. There was only one thing that everyone agreed on, that Oz should be destroyed, the riches taken, and the people enslaved. Onward, the vast ranks of invaders marched, packed in tight, filling the hot tunnel from side to side. With a steady march of dusty boots, they advanced, little by little, with every step taking them nearer to the beautiful Emerald City. Nothing can save the Land of Oz, thought the first and foremost, scowling with a bare face as black as the tunnel. Heat poured from her magic, making the tunnel a furnace of heat, dust, sweat, and thirst. The Emerald City is as good as destroyed already, muttered the Grand Gallipoot, shaking his war club fiercely. In a few hours, Oz will be a desert, said the chief of the Whimsies, with another evil genius laugh. Guff, remarked the Elf King to his general, at last, my vengeance on Ozma of Oz and her people is about to be accomplished. You are right, declared the general. Ozma will be our slave. All will be ours. The first and foremost, out in front of the grand mob of warriors, was now nearing the Emerald City. She began to cough and sneeze in the heat of the tunnel. This tunnel is full of dust, she growled angrily. I'll punish that Elf King for not cleaning the tunnel before we arrived. My throat and eyes are getting full of dust, and I can barely breathe. I'm so dry and parched I might die of thirst. The Grand Gallipoot was coughing too, and his throat was parched and dry. What a dusty place, he cried. I'll be glad when we reach Oz where we can get a drink. Who has water? Asked the Whimsy chief, gasping and choking. But none of his followers carried a drop of water. They had all started the journey in a drunken stupor, and none brought supplies other than weapons. They tried to move faster to get through the dusty tunnel to the Land of Oz, where they could quench their thirst. Where did all this dust and heat come from? Demanded General Guff, trying hard to swallow but finding his throat so dry he couldn't. None had planned for such an awful and difficult journey. They all thought it would go quick. With the dust and the heat from the magic armies, it was nearly unbearable. I don't know, answered the Elf King. I've been in the tunnel every day while it was being built, but I never noticed any dust before. And it has never been hot down here. The heat from the first and foremost was never here when we worked. Let's hurry, cried the general. I'd give half the Golden Oz for a drink of water. The dust grew thicker and thicker, and the throats and eyes and noses of the invaders were filled with it. But not one halted or turned back. They choked and gasped, and moved on with hopes there was water when they arrived. They hurried forward more fierce and vengeful than ever.